For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Connection with Headquarters. Since 1907, the Apostolic Faith Church has had its headquarters in Portland, Oregon, where the work is led by the Superintendent General. In the early church, there was a connection between the church leaders in Jerusalem and established groups of believers outside of Jerusalem, and we follow that model. A strong bond exists in our organization between the headquarters in Portland and the international community of Apostolic Faith congregations worldwide. One part of our role as pastors and ministers in the United States is to maintain and reinforce that bond by keeping in regular contact with the Portland headquarters. Many of the same principles apply to pastors in other countries and their connection with their regional headquarters. As pastors, there are several specific aspects of our obligation in this regard. Order and promote literature. As pastors and ministers, we want to be enthusiastic users and promoters of the literature resources made available by our organization. We should make sure that quantities of literature are ordered in a timely manner and that supplies are available to visitors and to those in charge of the outreach ministries of our congregations. Keep in mind that unused literature is of no value to anyone and an expense to the work, so we should take care that we only order what our congregations can use. Send monthly financial reports. Pastors in the United States are asked to submit a balance sheet and a statement of church income and expenses on a monthly basis, including pastor and parsonage expenses. Outside of the United States, this information should go to the regional headquarters. This report assists the headquarters operation in understanding the needs of each local body and ensures accountability. In some areas, it is required for insurance purposes. Contribute financially. Most of our domestic branch churches send headquarters 10% of the tithes money that they receive. These tithes and offerings help toward the cost of the publication work and other outreach efforts. God wonderfully provides for the spread of the gospel, but we, as people who have benefited greatly by the efforts of this organization, must not forget our responsibility to participate in the furtherance of the gospel in this manner. Branch churches outside of the United States generally tithe through their district headquarters to support camp meetings and other regional outreaches. Participate in organizational events at headquarters. Taking part in the events that occur at the headquarters may require sacrifice on our part, especially when doing so requires traveling. However, for pastors in the United States, being present at the Portland special meetings, the ministers' meetings held annually, and especially at camp meeting itself, is a benefit to us personally and a major contributing factor to the unity we enjoy as a body of believers. As pastors, we want to be sure to inform those in our congregations of upcoming events at the Portland headquarters and encourage their attendance. Pastors in other locations around the world should support events at their regional or district headquarters in the same manner. In turn, ministers who represent headquarters are routinely dispatched around the world to support branch churches. Respond to requests in a timely manner. From time to time, the Superintendent General or members of the headquarters staff will request information, updates, or assistance with projects. We should respond to these requests within the designated time frame and to the best of our abilities. Efficiency and accountability are part of a pastor's job, just as they are part of any secular position of employment. Be an example in your support of headquarters. As ministers and pastors, it is vital that we do our best to encourage and promote the endeavors undertaken by our organization, and these often are implemented at the Portland headquarters. If we are positive and enthusiastic about what is going on there, our congregations will follow our example. make it a point to reference the corporate website, announce new printed publications, and direct the people's attention to upcoming events at headquarters. Engage in regular communication with the Superintendent General and his representatives on the headquarters staff or with your district superintendent and or regional director. As ministers, we are encouraged to call or email when we have suggestions or stand in need of advice or input. We may also want to update the Superintendent General, District Superintendent, or Regional Director on such items as personal family matters, the progress of a new minister, concerns or challenges facing our congregations, proposed plans or projects, etc. We should make it a point to update headquarters at least annually on the condition of the parsonage and the church, what improvements have been made, and what needs to be done. The headquarters office staff appreciates it when we contribute news from our individual locations for the corporate church website, send information regarding our special events for the website calendar, and quickly update any information changes related to our local church. They also appreciate receiving articles or transcribed sermons from the branch churches. Pray for the work at headquarters. Paul referenced the efficacy of prayer to the believers at Corinth, writing, "You also helping together by prayer for us." The prayers of our fraternity of ministers for the work of the Lord are probably one of the most underestimated but strongest and most prevailing forces in our ministry. We are not in this alone, and we want to be faithful in prayer for the work at headquarters, the efforts worldwide, and for one another. Counsel for ministers. As we communicate our perspectives and opinions to the ministry at headquarters, we should be aware that others may have deeply held views that have been expressed with conviction, sincerity, and passion that do not align with our own. That may not be disclosed to us when we offer our own viewpoints. Our responsibility as ministers of the gospel is to respond to requests for our input, offering whatever information we can that will assist church leadership in making the right decision. Our privilege as ministers of the gospel is to offer our perspective when we feel led by God to do so. But in both cases, once we have offered the information we have to those in spiritual authority over us, our responsibility ends. We must take our hands off the situation and simply pray that God will lead those in authority to the right conclusion. Differences between pastors and assisting ministers or pastors and congregation members will arise occasionally. These should be addressed locally first, in accordance with the biblical principle that instructs us to go to our brother when such situations occur. If the matter cannot be resolved, then it is appropriate for it to be brought to the attention of the Superintendent General, District Superintendent, or Regional Director for assistance.